You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the church, and it's already the second Sunday after Pentecost. And on the last Sunday, we celebrated the Feast of All Saints, which is a universal feast of the Church, one of the oldest commemorations of the Holy Church. Today, each local church venerates especially the saints of that local church that have shone forth in this life and who shine as the stars in the heavenly kingdom. We have a very large icon here of all the saints of Russia. Now, it's not really the best translation because we have to understand that these are the saints, basically, of the lands of historic Kiev and Rus, and then from there, as the Russian Empire spread. So you have all the saints from Saint Vladimir to the last saint that was glorified before the revolution, Saint John of Tobolsk, who was, by the way, interestingly, another St. John was named after this St. John. They were related. St. John Maximovich. St. John of the Bulls also was Maximovich. And when St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco took the monastic tonsure, he was named after his relative. And even some of the more contemporary saints, because this particular icon has some of the new martyrs in it as well. So I think that there are two things that's very important for us to consider as we celebrate this very important saint of this very important day of the saints that have shone forth in the history since the time of Saint Vladimir and even before, and even until this day. The first is this: there is such a sin, such a canon against this sin, which is called ethnophilitism. This is the word that I want you to remember today and to try to use in a sentence at least once a day for the next sentence. But ethnophilitism. This is the sort of the honoring of someone for their ethnic makeup. Today we don't honor these saints because they are Slavs even. Many of them even are not. Find there Saint Andrew the First called, who was a Jew. One of the saints who came from the West. There are lots of saints there from lots of places, and that's the whole point of the church, brothers and sisters, is it's a place for everyone. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter into which family you are born. There is a place for you in the heavenly kingdom if you will engage the church and its teachings. So the church, it must have been a problem, ethnophilitism, where people would tend to be like, you know, the Greek saints are the best, the Russian saints are the best, and blah, blah, blah. This is a sin because it takes away from God's grace. It raises to a higher priority ethnicity than faith. You see, brothers and sisters, everyone is welcome in the Holy Church. Doesn't matter their color, doesn't matter their ethnic makeup. Doesn't matter who they are or where they came from. There is a place for everyone in the Holy Church. And if you read the lives of the saints, this becomes obvious very quickly. Saint Moses the Ethiopian. What a nice way to sort of say about this man who was a murderer and a robber who came to the church, left off his old way of life, and became a saint. And there are so many stories just like this. Because God's grace is transformative. And God's grace is transformative no matter who you are, where you came from, or the color of your skin, or what your eyes look like. None of that matters. Now, the other thing I'd like to talk about a little bit, brothers and sisters, is that this is not a feast that we look back at and say, oh, good, all of our relatives, you know, they did such a good job, and they are saints, and you know, I don't really have to do anything here. I'm just like going to bask in the glory of those who came before me. That's absolutely not what this feast is about, brothers and sisters. This feast is about looking forward. How about saying, here, they gave us a good example. Let us do the same. They, through their efforts and through God's grace, through their humility and God's help, sanctified the land in which they lived. What are we doing to emulate them? That is the question that we should be asking ourselves today. Not like, oh yes, let me pat myself on my back, you know, I have some Russian blood in me, therefore, you know, like, sometimes, one of the Anglican priests told me one time, he was trying to get his parishioners to go to a confession more often. And one of them finally said, you know, Father, Christ is our cousin, you don't have to go to confession. Right, this is a completely misunderstanding of our spiritual lives. The same is true in this way. If we say, oh yes, there are more Russian saints than the other, fine, doesn't matter. What are we doing to sanctify this land in which we live? St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco, whom we commemorated yesterday with a gathering of our clergy of the deanery here and had a lovely liturgy, St. John said that we have to look at the Russian Revolution as God spreading the seeds of faith across the whole world. Right? Why did the Lord send us out from there? Who knows? That's way above our pay grade. But we're here. So let's not worry about what happened in the past as much as see what happened in the past as an example for us and how we need to sanctify this place in which we live. Whether this place is America, whether this place is South America, whether this place is even Canada, for goodness sakes, even Canada needs to be sanctified. We need, brothers and sisters, to live our lives as burning candles of faith like these people did. We put people on an icon not to say, well, you were great, but to say, there, farmer, he did it. Barber, he did it. Physician, he did it. Even priest, he did it. This woman did it. This nun did it. This mother did it. Everybody has the opportunity to be transformed, to have the light of God's transfiguration shine forth from them in such a way that it brings, as St. Seraphim of Sarov said, 1,000 people to their salvation. So brothers and sisters, there's about 100 people in your church today. I'm just, you know, giving a round number. That means that 100,000 people in this country need to be saved by our example. 1,000 around us for each one. And of course, you can say, well, you know, that was sort of, St. Seraphim said that, and he was a mystic, and so on and so forth. I don't see how you parse that any other way, except we are to go out and emulate those that came before us. So this happens to be a church which has a Russian bishop and rolls up to the Russian church. If you're not Russian yourself, brothers and sisters, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all, because you are Orthodox. And this is the most important thing. Not your ethnicity, not your color, not the way your eyes look. It is your faith. They understood that. Now it's time for us to understand this and to get to work in this land that the Lord has placed us in. If we can do that, brothers and sisters, then that 100,000 will certainly come true. And then from there, that would be 10 million would be from those 100,000. And pretty sure that, and now we're already more than the number of people who live in North America. It starts with us. So let's decide today, on this day when we celebrate all the saints that have shone forth in the lands of Kiev and Rus, Russian Empire, all of these great saints, that we are going to do everything we can to emulate them, to be transfigured, to be transformed in Christ. And if we make that effort and we ask God's help, then one day perhaps, brothers and sisters, there will be an icon like this, and a few of us might be on there, or our children, or our children's children, who took to heart the call that the Lord gives to all of us, to struggle for the salvation of our souls, so that we may enlighten those around us. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.